local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. Getting started on this Thursday here at FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is Mobile Mornings. Coming up later on today's show at 8 o'clock, Sean Sullivan joins us live again from Washington, D.C. He's up there for the Fairs Hold Their Feet to the Fire, 13th annual event they've had up there in Washington, D.C. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform. There's a huge radio row up there, and also 191 sheriffs from around the country join to talk about immigration and what should be done to help curb illegal immigration. We'll join Sean later today in the 8 o'clock hour, but until then, you've got me, you've got Kelly Finley, you've got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who will fill us in on the weather for the rest of this week and the coming weekend. Right now, it's 75 degrees outside of our studios. We get started on this Thursday. Let's check traffic right now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions. Light traffic coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway to the 1065 split. Accident-free and no delays as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. The blacksmith experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place. It's going to be catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. Again, the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. That's November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
6:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Let's check the news for this Thursday. Here is Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To impeach or not to impeach? That's the question this morning. And a majority of Americans say no to impeaching Donald Trump and removing him from office. Those results are according to a new Quinnipiac University poll released on Wednesday, one day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the beginning of a formal impeachment inquiry. 57% say he should not be impeached, while 37% of registered voters thought Mr. Trump should be impeached and removed from office. 73% of Democrats say that they were in favor of impeaching and removing from office. Now, the president's approval rating in the poll was at 40% compared to an unfavorable rating of 55%. Mr. Trump's approval rating among Republicans was 85% compared to 5% for Democrats and 32% for independents. The president's approval ratings remain higher among men at 46% compared to 35% for women. Back here closer to home, a Mobile County elementary school teacher has been arrested on charges of stalking and cyber harassment. A warrant was issued from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Florida. That warrant issued for Melissa Bolton. She is a fourth grade reading and language arts teacher at O'Rourke Elementary School. Bolton was arrested in Mobile and is right now being held in Mobile County Jail. She is awaiting being extradited back to Escambia County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:10 on FM Talk 106.5. It's going to be another hot one today, looking like the mid-90s on the Gulf Coast. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams throughout the morning. He'll give us a full update on what we can expect for the rest of the week and weekend, and also what's going on in the tropics as we are now smack dab in the middle of hurricane season, and it's pretty busy out there in the Atlantic Ocean right now. So he'll give us an update on that. Right now it looks like nothing imminent in our area. I encourage you to check out FMTalk1065.com. Plenty to do on our station website. You can check out the Auburn Tigers schedule and also the shows that we have, which tonight we've got Tiger Talk beginning at 6 p.m. following the Paul Feinbaum show, and then Tiger Talk overtime after that with Auburn starting the year at 4-0 and two top 25 wins. They welcome Mississippi State to town this weekend. You can check that out. It's at the top of the page at FMTalk1065.com. Also, click on the podcast tab. If you've missed any of the local shows, we load every single hour right there on the website. You can go back and listen on demand whenever it suits you. And, of course, we have the three big things, three big stories for the day. A burn ban could be coming to our area if the dry conditions don't improve. You know, outside of that huge rain fall that we had last week, and that was only in parts of the state. Other than that, it's been pretty dry around here, and so dry that now officials say they could put a burn ban in place next week if the conditions don't improve, if we don't get a little bit of rain. Also yesterday, the Eastern Shore MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, they met again and officially wiped the I-10 bridge project from their transportation plan. That's big news. Of course, they killed it last week, but yesterday it was official. And the biggest national news story, with Trump and the and his staff releasing that transcript from his call with the Ukrainian president yesterday. Today, the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, set to speak publicly for the first time about that whistleblower complaint that involves the president. House Democrats have read the document. They say it's deeply disturbing. Of course, Republicans have read the same document and come away with a different view of how the events went down. We'll get more information today, and we'll talk about that throughout Mobile Mornings. Coming up, I've got your sports news. We're nearing the end of the Major League Baseball season. It's a playoff spots have been won and lost. And also lots of news from the NFL coming up. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was arrested in Pensacola after deputies say he tried to attack people with a machete because they refused to help him get synthetic marijuana. 50-year-old Timothy Wayne McLaughlin was charged with aggravated assault and battery. One of the would-be victims knocked the machete out of his hand, and in the process, McLaughlin was injured. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. We now know the name of the Mobile police officer who broke his leg in a head-on crash Tuesday night. Officer Daniel Marlin was involved in that crash Tuesday on DIP in Willowdale Street. No word on injuries to the people in the other car. The cause of the crash has not been released. A man accused of stealing a truck and crashing into other cars was found hiding in a storage unit in Destin, Florida. He was tracked down by a canine officer. Thomas Carter Jr. is accused of stealing a truck and leading police on a chase. That chase ended in a crash on Highway 98 and several people were hurt. Carter then drove off and abandoned the truck. He faces 9 felony charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile today at lionfrycadden.com. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Jaguars all-star Jalen Ramsey leaves Jacksonville. The Saints welcome back a former first-round pick, and the Braves shut down Acuna until the playoffs. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NFL news, Jacksonville Jaguars disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey has left the team to be with his family for the birth of his second child. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone released a statement last night announcing that Ramsey would fly to Nashville to be with his wife and first child for the birth of their daughter. Ramsey's paternal leave is the latest twist in a weird week for Jacksonville's star cornerback. Ramsey requested a trade after the Jaguars' Week 2 loss to Houston. This week, Ramsey missed practice on Monday because of an apparent illness, and again yesterday because of an apparent back injury. The former Florida State Seminole hasn't missed a game or a start in his four-year career, but it appears that he will this Sunday when the 1-2 Jaguars play the 0-3 Denver Broncos. The NFL Network reports that Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon plans to end his holdout and rejoin the team today. Gordon will not be available to play Sunday at Miami, but he is expected to be back on the field in the Chargers' following game, which is October 6th against Denver. Gordon's a two-time Pro Bowler. In the final year of his rookie contract, he had been holding out with hopes of securing a new deal. He'll now rejoin a Chargers team that is 1-2 in his absence and will apparently play out the remainder of his contract before becoming a free agent. The New Orleans Saints have brought back 2015 first-round draft pick Stephon Anthony. The Saints made the move after placing rookie linebacker Caden Ellis on injured reserve. Ellis is a seventh-round pick out of Idaho who made the regular season roster in Week 1. He played in the Saints' first three games, primarily on special teams, but left last Sunday's victory at Seattle with a knee injury. Anthony was a first-round pick in 2015. He played two seasons in New Orleans before being traded to Miami, where he has spent the past two seasons. Washington Redskins quarterback Case Keenum has a foot injury and may not be able to play in the Redskins' upcoming game at the New York Giants on Sunday. Keenum suffered the foot injury in a 31-15 loss to the Chicago Bears on Monday night. Washington coach Jay Gruden said that Keenum underwent an MRI and did not participate in a walkthrough practice yesterday. If Keenum can't play, the 0-3 Redskins will either turn to longtime backup Colt McCoy, who's coming off a broken leg, or they'll ask 15th overall pick Dwayne Haskins to make his NFL debut. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves shut down Ronald Acuna Jr. for the remainder of the regular season yesterday after the All-Star outfielder left their series opener on Tuesday against the Kansas City Royals with tightness in his left hip. Snitker, the manager for the Braves, Brian Snitker, said the decision is largely precautionary and Acuna can continue to throw and hit while sitting out the final four games. While it puts an end to Acuna's chase to join the 40-40 club, three steals shy, the Braves did not need their All-Star outfielder in a 10-2 win over Kansas City last night. Former Faith Academy Ram and current Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson hit three doubles and had four RBI in the win. Pittsburgh handed the Chicago Cubs their eighth straight loss in a 4-2 Pirates victory. The loss officially eliminates the Cubs from playoff contention. Washington beat Philadelphia 5-2. Milwaukee clinched a playoff berth with a 9-2 win over Cincinnati. That Brewers win officially eliminated the Mets, even though New York beat Miami 10-3 last night. Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his league-leading 51st home run. He's now one home run shy of the all-time rookie record set by the Yankees' Aaron Judge back in 2017. And the LA Dodgers hit four home runs in a 6-4 win over San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay shut out the Yankees 4-0. The Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland 8-3, and Oakland beat the LA Angels 3-2. Oakland currently holds the first AL wildcard spot, followed by Tampa in the second wild card. Cleveland now a game and a half back with four games remaining. Minnesota clinched the AL Central in a 5-1 win over Detroit. Boston beat Texas 10-3, and Houston shut out Seattle 3-0. It's 20 after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. As you're traveling from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you'll find light traffic along 90 and I-10. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident-free as well. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern coming up next Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 with a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot beginning at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:22 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's hot, 75 degrees outside of our studios as we begin this Thursday morning. High in the mid-90s today. We'll have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on in just about 10 minutes to give us a full weather update for the rest of this week and weekend. Also coming up, if you're an Alabamian and you like to fish, you get one more weekend of red snapper season. I'll let you know when that's coming up in just a minute. Also, the top eight things that make us feel burnt out at work, and what better day to go through that than on a Thursday as we near the end of another work week. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Our armed forces will soon see a change on base at their exchange stores. As the MilitaryTimes.com is reporting, military exchange stores at Army, Air Force, and Navy bases will no longer sell e-cigarettes and vaping products. The Army and Air Force Exchange Service will remove e-cigarettes and vaping products by the close of business September the 30th. The Navy Exchange Service Command says that they will remove the products by September the 26th. This move is coming after more than 500 cases of lung disease are being traced to vaping and have been reported. 8 deaths are being blamed on the illness, which has not, though, been linked to a particular product or substance. It was anything but a routine Tuesday in downtown Mobile after an explosion at Government Plaza. That explosion was caught on surveillance video, and there you could see smoke and flames very visible Tuesday morning. The source of the explosion is believed to be an underground transformer, although it is not known yet as to what caused the incident, which caused multiple businesses to lose power. Witnesses say they saw a manhole cover outside of probate court go airborne, landing a couple of feet away and then rolling back into place. According to Alabama Power, the power was back on around 9 a.m. for the more than 300 people who lost power. Good news is no injuries were reported. The buildings closest to the explosion, though, they were evacuated for precautionary measures. The cause of the explosion is right now being investigated, still unknown at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:25, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. You know, it seems like snapper season keeps getting extended and extended, and that's a good thing because now that the state's in charge and not the federal government, they're able to look each weekend that they have open snapper, red snapper season, and if the waves are too high or if the weather's too bad and the quota is not reached, then they will look at that and then open up another weekend for snapper fishing. And one last chance for Alabamians this year, a special 3-day season coming up October the 4th through the 6th. So not this coming weekend, but the first weekend in October, starting on that Friday the 4th and running through that Sunday the 6th. Your last chance to get out in the Gulf and fish for some red snapper. Unless, of course, the weather turns, then hopefully they would extend that until the quota is finally reached. We're nearing the end of another work week here, and I've got a list here, the top eight things that make you feel burnout at work. There's been a new survey put out there of 1,000 American workers, and it found that 74% of us are happy with our current job, but that same amount, 74%, said they do occasionally feel burnt out at work. And in that survey, they went ahead and figured out the top eight things that cause workplace burnout. So pay attention to this list, and maybe if you're feeling burnt out and don't know why, this could help contribute to that, and you'll know kind of what to fix to stop feeling so burnt out. The number one reason, long hours that interfere with your personal life. 38% of the people who are currently burnt out at work said that that's one of the main reasons. Reason number two here, not enough opportunities for advancement. Reason number three, a negative workplace environment. Reason number four, unclear job expectations. Five, a bad relationship with your boss. Of course, that could cause you to feel burnout pretty quickly. Reason number six, not enough training to do your job, so you don't even know what you're doing there. Reason number seven, bad relationships with coworkers. That kind of goes in hand with the bad relationship with your boss. And reason number eight, not enough responsibility. You know, if you don't have a purpose, you probably feel a little bit lost out there. Survey also found 62% of people are actually satisfied with how much they're paid, but 33% also have a second job or side gig, or the new name for that, the side hustle, making a little bit of extra money on the side. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and also today for Midday Mobile, we'll join Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. at the Phoenix Hotel. It's the FAIR's 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire Radio Row. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're the nation's largest immigration reform group, over 2 million members and supporters nationwide. They gathered a bunch of radio talk hosts. Of course, you already have the politicians up there in Washington, and they drop by and have some interviews. Yesterday, Sean talked with Mo Brooks, a congressman for District 5 here in Alabama. Also, 191 sheriffs have joined up there to give a firsthand account of how they and their counties are affected from illegal immigration. Sean has some more great guests lined up for this morning and later today. Check in the 8 o'clock hour and Midday Mobile live from Washington, D.C. 628 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with more Mobile Mornings right after this.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County school teacher has been placed on administrative leave following her arrest on stalking charges. Melissa Bolton teaches fourth grade reading and language arts at O'Rourke Elementary. She was taken into custody Monday during school hours. Bolton remains in Metro Jail this morning awaiting extradition to Florida. We're told her arrest is not connected to her teaching role. The push for the I-10 toll has officially run out of gas. A meeting yesterday in Spanish Fort put the nail in the coffin of the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. The Eastern Shore Municipal Planning Organization moved to nix the new bridge off their 2020-2023 transportation infrastructure plan. That same group essentially killed the plan last month by voting against including the toll bridge project in its plan. In Pensacola, police have found a blue Honda Civic that was involved in a hit-and-run crash. It happened Saturday morning at Cervantes and 19th Avenue. The car was found on North T Street Wednesday afternoon. It has the described damage, including a shattered windshield and missing side mirror. The victim, 31-year-old Ryan Torres, remains in critical condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. One, two, and three bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Attention Mobile. Grand opening, final phase, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. 9 acres subdivided into three estate-sized lots, 3 acres, 300 feet dockable waterfront, 10 minutes from Mobile, starting at only $129.9. paved, curbed roads, and underground utilities. As an added bonus, the owners are closing out the remaining waterfront properties in Phase 1, deeply discounted prices up to $15,000 off. Again, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. Imagine owning 100 feet of dockable waterfront property from $59.9. Only a few lots remain, so call for an early appointment. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Definitely beats working in the backyard. 100 feet dockable waterfront from $59.9. 3-acre estate-sized lots, 300 feet dockable waterfront from $129.9. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
House Democrats are expected to press Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire this morning on why he withheld the secret whistleblower complaint about President Trump and Ukraine from them. McGuire will testify publicly before the House Intelligence Committee with the complaint possibly being set for release. Whitney Wild reports it's key to Democratic impeachment plans.
There are currently six committees who are already conducting impeachment investigations, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated that she wants to keep the impeachment inquiry focused on this call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine. However, there is no specific timeline yet. House Democrats have reportedly said that they're hoping a vote will make its way to the House floor by October.
Parliament may be back in session, but the European Union says it is still waiting for useful proposals to come from Britain to restart negotiations on Britain's departure terms from the bloc. With temperatures reaching three digits, PG&E restoring power to thousands of Northern California customers. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The gap between the haves and have-nots is growing. Census Bureau figures show that gap grew last year to its highest level in more than 50 years. Inequality expansion last year took place at the same time median household income nationwide increased to almost $62,000, the highest ever measured by the Bureau's American Community Survey. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina says its board requested and has received the resignation of CEO Patrick Conway in the wake of fallout from an allegedly alcohol-related highway collision. The insurer says its board took action because recently new details have come to light about the June accident and its aftermath, which the board hadn't previously known. The new details depict behavior that falls short of its standards. Shares of Imperial Brands PLC slid 9% in London after the company warned of weaker revenue due to changes in its next-generation products market in the U.S. The FDA has been cracking down on vaping products. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Six local breweries in Lower Alabama have come together to create a New England-style IPA called Friends in Low Places, and their charitable cause is the Alabama Coastal Foundation. You're invited to the beer release party Thursday, September 26, starting at 6 p.m. at Bluegill Restaurant on the Causeway. Every pour of Friends in Low Places means a dollar donation to ACF. Friends t-shirts are on sale at the Secure Shore store online at joinacf.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's that time of day where we talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning. I'm going to say it again. Good morning, Dalton.
There we go. It's already hot outside of our studio, 75 degrees as we get the day started. Feeling like another hot one today, and it was hot yesterday. How close did we come to setting a new record yesterday?
Well, 1 degree.
Wow.
1 degree from a record. We had a high of 93 during the afternoon. The record was 94 degrees. But over the next several days, we've got a chance of tying or breaking some records. It looks like this excessive heat is just going to continue on through the weekend and all the way into at least into the middle of next week. But today we should have plenty of sunshine, another hot day and dry, close to 95 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight we'll be down to about 72 under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, again, plenty of sunshine and hot and up around 95 degrees. Now, looking at the weekend, well, no change, really. Low to mid-90s with plenty of sunshine. And then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, sunny with highs in the low to mid-90s. Big high-pressure area covering, well, everything from Louisiana all the way to North Carolina. And it's just going to sit over us for the next several days, and that's going to help give us the sunshine, but also the hot temperatures.
It sure doesn't feel like fall yet. Now, it's been dry, which is normally a relief in the Alabama summer and fall, but it's becoming a problem now, Dr. Bill. There's been lots of fires around the state, and they say a burn ban could be coming next week if the dry conditions don't improve. But you're saying it's looking like, at least for the near future, no big rain coming into our area.
This doesn't look like it. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, there are many areas that have not had any measurable rain for the month of September. And what we had here in Mobile the other full few days ago, that was an anomaly when we picked up 5, 6, 7 inches of rain just in one portion of the city of Mobile. But most people, it's been a very, very dry month. Now, there is some rain showing up on the map, but unfortunately, it's out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
And that's no help, and that is in the form of several tropical systems. We had, for a little while, we had three named storms. One of them has pretty well dissipated now, and that is Jerry. But we still have Lorenzo way out in the Atlantic, and it's a rather large hurricane. But it's going to stay out there. It's going to make a northerly turn and remain out over the central Atlantic. Karen developed near the Louisiana, the Venezuela coastline, and it moved to the north, and now it is north of Puerto Rico. It's still not well organized, but and it's going to have a lot of problems here as it slows down, and eventually it is going to turn to the west. We talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's blocked by the big high-pressure system that I mentioned that extends over into North Carolina and the East Coast. So it's going to be blocked, and it'll turn to the west, but it's going to be very disorganized. Now, will it redevelop? It's possible. We'll continue to watch it, because once it gets into the Bahamas, perhaps late weekend or early next week, maybe conditions will be favorable at that time. But right now, Karen is rather disorganized.
Yeah, worth keeping an eye on. Here on the Gulf Coast, we know for sure to stay on high alert in hurricane season to what's going on in the tropics. Remind us again, Dr. Bill, how long does hurricane season, when does it run through?
Well, officially it goes to the end of November. October can be very active, and it looks like at least the first half of October is going to be fairly active across the Atlantic, the Gulf, and the Caribbean. So we're going to have a long season, and normally we don't see too many that occur in November, but once we get to the 30th of November, statistically, it's over.
All right. Well, you're the best in the game, Dr. Bill, at keeping us updated on what's going on in the tropics and our weather forecast. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, got your traffic with Kane and news with Kelly Finley right here on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson's Homes Towing Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue and no delays. For the Bayway, the Causeway looks good now from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Accident-free conditions continue northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
6:41 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, a new national poll out there with so much going on right now in Washington, D.C., and the Democrats' push for impeachment of President Donald Trump. Of course, Joe Biden, who has been leading in the Democrat polls, his name is right in the center of all this mix. Has he dropped in the national poll among Democrats? I'll let you know what that's looking like. Also, an amazing story from Ohio as a high school football player saves his neighbor by lifting a car off his chest. Just an outstanding story coming from a high schooler in Ohio. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local music artist has turned himself in after being on the run for weeks. Kobe Crawford's charged with reckless endangerment and shooting into an occupied dwelling. Crawford goes by the name No Cap. According to Mobile Police, a 21-year-old fired shots into a home on Middle Ring Road back on September the 8th. Mobile Police say, quote, the victim and another subject were involved in an altercation that turned physical. That subject then summoned for Mr. Crawford to show up. Mr. Crawford showed up, arrived on the scene, and the victim fled into the house. Mr. Crawford then fired shots into the house, and then he fled with his sister. The house was hit several times. No one was injured, thankfully. Investigators say Crawford's sister, who has been identified as Brianna Crawford, she was behind the wheel when they left the scene of the shooting, and she is now charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling and reckless endangerment. No Cap has several music videos on YouTube with more than 80 million views, with hits like Legend and Homicide, and his billboard is seen all across Mobile County. Making news out of Citronelle this morning as a possible social media threat lands a former student behind bars. It is the third time authorities had to deal with a situation at the school this week. Citronelle Chief of Police John Norris confirmed that they have arrested a former student based upon threats made on social media Monday. However, no arrests have been made in connection to the rumors of threats on Wednesday. Over the past few days, there have also been a number of fights involving Citronelle High School students, including one where the chief of police was hit in the face while trying to break up a fight. 18-year-old DeMarcus Scott, he was arrested for that assault. According to the police chief, the school, though, was never placed in lockdown status. But police are, quote, keeping an eye out on the school. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:44 here on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 75 degrees as we get started outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Sean Sullivan will be live beginning at 8 o'clock this morning, and also again for Midday Mobile, live from Washington, D.C. at the Federation for American Immigration Reform's 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event. Seems like everybody has gone up to D.C. for that event this weekend. They even invited 191 sheriffs from around the country to speak about what's going on in their counties and what's happened with them personally as far as immigration has and how it's affected them. FAIR is the country's largest immigration reform group, over 2 million members and supporters nationwide. And we'll be checking in with Sean here at the 8 o'clock hour and again for Midday Mobile. And what a week for him to be up in D.C. as the Democrats continue to push for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. But in the meantime, there's still an election race happening. with Democrats vying to become the candidate for the 2020 election. And, you know, for the longest time, Joe Biden has been in the lead. He's been the favorite to win the Democrat nomination. But now a new national survey out from the Quinnipiac University that shows Elizabeth Warren now sitting at the top of the 2020 Democratic field. She has been polled now at 25%. No, that's Biden's numbers there. You have 27% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents who favor Warren now. This survey was just released on Wednesday morning. 2% behind Warren is former Vice President Joe Biden. He's polling at 25%. Back in August, when Quinnipiac had one of their early polls, it showed Biden with 32% support to Warren's 19% support. So she's made up a lot of ground, and he's dropped from the front of the pack. It also shows Bernie Sanders falling further behind. He's now ranked third in the poll. He's got 16% support, followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana. He's getting 7% of the vote, and California Senator Kamala Harris at 3%. Of course, there's another debate coming up soon, and we'll see with this investigation what happens with Joe Biden, what happens with President Trump. A lot of news and a lot of stuff to get into coming up this week. That's actually one of the top stories on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire is set to speak publicly for the first time today about the secret whistleblower complaint involving President Trump, and House Democrats have called that transcript that was released yesterday deeply disturbing. Of course, Republicans saw that same transcript and got an entirely different view of the story. We'll talk about that more this morning. Coming up, I've got your sports news as we enter the final leg of the Major League Baseball season. Some teams are getting knocked out of playoff contention, and some teams are earning their ticket to the playoffs. We'll talk about that and more coming up. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it, because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Love is in the air. Carrot Patch Jewelers wants to help you start the rest of your life together with a diamond that captures her love. The friendly staff at Carrot Patch Jewelers, along with their beautiful selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, will help you make the passion last a lifetime. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design exactly what you want. Visit the Pine Brook Shopping Center or online carrotpatchmobile.com or on Facebook. The Carrot Patch, for all the little moments you cherish and the big ones too.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was arrested in Pensacola after deputies say he tried to attack people with a machete because they refused to help him get synthetic marijuana. 50-year-old Timothy Wayne McLaughlin was charged with aggravated assault and battery. One of the would-be victims knocked the machete out of his hand, and in the process, McLaughlin was injured. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. We now know the name of the Mobile police officer who broke his leg in a head-on crash Tuesday night. Officer Daniel Marlin was involved in that crash Tuesday on DIP in Willowdale Street. No word on injuries to the people in the other car. The cause of the crash has not been released. A man accused of stealing a truck and crashing into other cars was found hiding in a storage unit in Destin, Florida. He was tracked down by a canine officer. Thomas Carter Jr. is accused of stealing a truck and leading police on a chase. That chase ended in a crash on Highway 98 and several people were hurt. Carter then drove off and abandoned the truck. He faces 9 felony charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore and downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Light traffic and accident-free conditions continue from Mobile, Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. No problems on the way in this morning. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar at the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wed William. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Jaguars all-star Jalen Ramsey leaves Jacksonville. The Saints welcome back a former first-round pick, and the Braves shut down Acuna until the playoffs. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL. Jacksonville Jaguars disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey has now left the team to be with his family for the birth of his second child. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone released a statement last night announcing that Ramsey would fly to Nashville to be with his wife and his first child for the birth of their daughter. Ramsey's paternal leave is the latest twist in a weird week for Jacksonville's star cornerback. Ramsey requested a trade after the Jaguars' Week 2 loss to Houston. This week, Ramsey missed practice on Monday because of an apparent illness, and then again yesterday because of an apparent back injury. The former Florida State Seminole has not missed a game or a start in his 4-year career, but it appears he will this Sunday when the 1-2 Jaguars play at the 0-3 Denver Broncos. The NFL Network reports that Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon plans to end his holdout and rejoin the team today. Gordon will not be available to play this Sunday at Miami, but he is expected to be back on the field in the Chargers' following game, October the 6th, against Denver. Gordon is a 2-time Pro Bowler in the final year of his rookie contract. He had been holding out with hopes of securing a new deal. He'll now rejoin a Chargers team that is 1-2 in his absence and will apparently play out the remainder of his contract before becoming a free agent. The New Orleans Saints have brought back 2015 first-round draft pick Stephon Anthony. Saints made the move after placing rookie linebacker Caden Ellis on injured reserve. Ellis is a 7th-round pick out of Idaho who made the regular season roster in Week 1. He played in the Saints' first 3 games, mostly on special teams, but he left last Sunday's win at Seattle with a knee injury. Anthony was a first-round pick in 2015. He played 2 seasons in New Orleans before being traded to Miami, where he has spent the past 2 seasons. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves shut down Ronald Acuna Jr. for the remainder of the regular season yesterday after the All-Star outfielder left their series opener on Tuesday against Kansas City with tightness in his left hip. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker said the decision is largely precautionary and that Acuna can continue to throw and hit while sitting out the final 4 games. While it puts an end to Acuna's chase to join the 40-40 club, 3 steals short, the Braves did not need their All-Star outfielder in a 10-2 win over the Royals last night. Former Faith Academy Ram and current Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson hit 3 doubles and had 4 RBI in the win. Pittsburgh handed the Chicago Cubs their 8th straight loss in a 4-2 Pirates victory. The loss officially eliminates the Cubs from playoff contention. Washington beat Philadelphia 5-2. Milwaukee clinched a playoff berth with a 9-2 win over Cincinnati. The Brewers' win officially eliminated the Mets, even though New York beat Miami 10-3. Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his league-leading 51st home run. He's now 1 homer shy of the all-time rookie record set by the Yankees' Aaron Judge in 2017. And the LA Dodgers hit 4 home runs in a 6-4 win over San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay shut out the Yankees 4-0. The Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland 8-3, and Oakland beat the LA Angels 3-2. Oakland currently holds the first AL wildcard spot, followed by Tampa in the second wildcard. Cleveland now a game and a half back with 4 games remaining. Minnesota clinched the AL Central in a 5-1 win over Detroit. Boston beat Texas 10-3, and Houston shut out Seattle 3-0. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 1065 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 1065 on iTunes or Stitcher.
5 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5 as we begin another hot day here on the Gulf Coast. It's time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the CDC is recommending flu shots for everyone 6 months and older, just as we ramp up for the flu season this fall. The vaccination should be taken by the end of October. CDC says, quote, because the timing of the onset, peak, and end of flu season varies from year to year and cannot be predicted, it is difficult to say when is the best time to be vaccinated for any one season. The flu vaccines should be offered as long as the flu is circulating and unexpired vaccine is available. Children 6 months through 8 years of age who need two doses, they should receive their first dose as soon after the vaccine becomes available to allow the second dose, which must be administered 4 weeks later, to be received by the end of October. According to the CDC, flu activity in the U.S. generally increases in October and November before peaking between December and February and lasting as long as May. Vaccinations are especially important for those at risk of serious flu complications like young children, pregnant women, people with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart and lung disease, people 65 years and older, healthcare workers, and those who live with high-risk people. Infants younger than 6 months are at high risk of serious flu illnesses but are too young to be vaccinated. Both standard flu shots and nasal sprays are available this season. Calling all teachers, there's a new Wallet Hub survey out, and it's ranking the best place to be a teacher, and number one, North Dakota. They've been ranked as the best state for teachers, followed by New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, and Connecticut. The rankings were determined by looking at 23 key indicators for teacher friendliness, including average starting salaries and teacher income growth, number of projected teachers in the year 2026, public school enrollment growth, teacher tenure projections, quality of school systems, pupil-teacher ratio, public school spending, teacher safety, and average commute time. Alabama came in 38th place. Now, we were 28th in the opportunity and competition category, but 41st for academic and work environment. There is good news, though, for our teachers here in Alabama, as we scored 5th nationally for the lowest protected teacher turnover. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:58 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is Mobile Mornings. I encourage you to check out the website, fmtalk1065.com, where you'll find our 1-800-GOT-JUNK opinion poll question. You can also get podcasts from every local hour that's broadcast here on the radio station. And three big things. Burn ban could be coming to Alabama if the dry conditions don't improve. Authorities say that burn ban could be coming next week if we don't get a little bit of rain. Yesterday, the Eastern Shore MPO officially killed the I-10 Bridge Project. And today in Washington, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire set to speak publicly for the first time about the secret whistleblower complaint against President Donald Trump. Coming up, hour two of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And then at 8, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. at the Federation for American Immigration Reforms Hold Their Feet to the Fire event. Got a big show coming up right here on FM Talk 106.5.